From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading The Outcasts, Book 3, Lost and Found, by Gregory Janicki. Now let's begin with Book 3, Lost and Found, Chapter 1. The raging storms had ended, and now the Dulaunay sky opened like a blue silk banner. Rainbows appeared. The first rainbow arced from the hills northwest of the villa. A second rainbow crossed from behind them. A third swept from the east, a fourth from the deep blue skies to the north. The rainbows continued to weave a brilliant tapestry. They seemed to have an intelligence, a purpose. The rainbows prepared the way for the one. The outcasts brushed dust from their clothes. They had survived an attack of antibodies and shadow beasts, and now stood triumphantly outside the villa of Heshra and Mahibri. They gazed in silence as the rainbows opened like curtains to reveal three weary travelers. Jax appeared uphill. He was walking with Marina's sturdy quarterstaff in his right hand. Marina rode atop a Ka'inri Beda, a large, powerful white animal resembling a cross between a shadow beast and an antibody. The Ka'inri Beda wasn't a pet of Yeshra and Mahibri, as much as it was an ally in a battle beyond comprehension. Marina sat side-saddle on the Ka'inri Beda. She lovingly clutched a small bundle in her arms. The outcasts watched. The leader, Gyro, blinked away tears. Like the others, he had thought Marina and Jax were dead, killed in the crystal caves. The Niseth fought an impulse to rush to Jax and to take him into her arms. Tara, the healer, instinctively reached for her medical bag.